today na July 4th. Now with this I go say good afternoon and welcome you to your news and current affairs program, the midday show, where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osiwa and powered by Africell. Don't forget to say today na the second edition for this week for your news and current affairs program, the midday show. Like all time inside the program, we get plenty news, information and entertainment. So stay with me for the next 1 hour on the program midday show. You can be part of this program by where you can send a text message to the number 0779819981, 0779819981, or you get a chance for listening me online on www.radiodemocracy.sl. The program na midday show and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. They take with forces you inside the program as way for look inside, challenge them where the country in micro, small and medium enterprise they face, forget access to finance. The International Labour Organization ILO don't pull nado one assessment which should say the sector still they get challenged with access to finance. And serve some business people in this sector not get the sabi for access microfinance. Fatima Sise Binde na the Golden Tulip Kimbema Hotel outside share this report to business stakeholder them na the country and send this report.
Small and medium enterprise na set of business where research upon research done the show say able for contribute well to the country economic growth. But this sector plenty time they get challenge for function well, and this make the government of Salon through the International Labour Organization done do one assessment for able for identify problem the way the sector they face. The assessment of financial and non-financial services to micro, small and medium enterprise. Na assessment when they do na Freetown, Kenema, Port Loko and Bo district then.
When we look at the population of Zimbabwe and Spain, this is for the Chicago small cross district. When we look at the distribution of other cities in the Republic of Zimbabwe to Vera, these are active areas. But when you put the player again, you find the economic sector that the government has already identified as potential areas of growth for moving economic sector forward. You discover that these policies are very active. Where are the sectors? We are looking at tourism, we look at mining, we look at agriculture, we look at textile.
Dr. Steve Ogidan, now the Chief Executive Officer Success in Nigeria, and Seth Wanpani is such a name. And where he talk, he say inside this assessment, they able for no say this sector no get better capacity for function well, get plenty risk for the land couple, and the financial service institution them, he say get office na Freetown, but no get office na other side them na the country. Where this according to them, they are bugging the growth of the micro, small and medium enterprise, and serve the country is say no get strong law them for regulate the financial and non-financial service sector.
The Bank of Zimbabwe's role in the non-financial sector is more advising than compliance. We always say in consulting that there's a difference between rules and regulation and guideline. A guideline is advising, rules and regulation must comply. With the non-financial service sector in Zimbabwe today, there is no serious law that can say this is what we must do. And there is a lot of effects of this thing in the sector, especially client protection. If there is no strong regulation for non-financial services, clients will not be protected. We'll talk about it by the time that we present the non-financial services.
Where he be talk about the reason for this assessment. The director for ILO English speaking West Africa, Benny Zulu, say the reason for the assessment on financial and non-financial self-service to micro, small and medium enterprise He say na for make government able for know the challenge the ready sector they face so that they go able for give solution to them problem they are.
Well, the main focus of the assessment is basically to find out what are the issues that affect business development service providers as well as microfinance providers in Sierra Leone. And we hope after we get the results of the assessment, then to give us a clear indication as to what sort of areas these two institutions need support in Sierra Leone.
Dr. Zulu say, access to finance and serve the way we get for do it better capacity on how forget microfinance. Now one way plenty pan the micro, small and medium enterprise them still they face na the country. Where it be the talk inside this program. The Minister of Finance and Economic Development, Momodu Kagbo, say government only make plenty effort for look inside this sector. As I say, one part of the area we go able for help address ten challenges, not the one we get for do its production.
Look at this room. When those examine ourselves, I always ask that question. What is it in this room that is made in Sierra Leone? Maybe this room, maybe this program that is starting on. Maybe after that, everything else in this room, for example, is important. And at this one, the exchange rate will always face challenge with our exchange rate. Until we begin to produce, until we begin to manufacture, until we begin to grow in significant quantities in this country, we will forever remain an import post and our exchange rate will continue to deteriorate. That's why the growing population.
Momodu Kagbo continues to say, through the Bank of Salome, they only try for make business people get access to finance. As he said, the Bank of Salome don't develop national financial inclusion strategy plus other structure then.
Government, through the Bank of Salome, is also working to improve access to affordable finance institutions and to put forward a number of bills which when enacted will facilitate increased access to finances for Salome and businesses. The Bank of Salome has also developed a national financial inclusion strategy. And it's in the process of finalizing the national financial literacy and education strategy. Similarly, in the 2017 project, government together with our development partners, including the Mac committed to providing funds to the business sector. And all along, we have been working, looking at this issue of financing SMEs. Interest rates very high. The other issue is that there are discontent requests for collateral. So the essence is that the businessman, the small businessman, faces a very long task. He has to look for collateral. Even when he shall have found the collateral, he faces a very significant rate of interest on his loan.
The Minister of Finance and Economic Development continues to say, as well for address the access to finance issue, the Africa Development Bank, ADB, don't approve government in request for GIC couple for study the access to finance issue and this workshop on improving access to financial and non-financial service for micro and small enterprise. It's going to make people at the micro, small and medium enterprise able for develop themselves well so that they will able for they get access to finance. The program will take place in the Golden Tulip Kimbima Hotel in Aberdeen. Bear the attention of stakeholders in the country in business sector, Ministry of Finance, Trade, International Labour Organization, plus other warning. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Fatima Sise, they bring you their reports there.
Well, if you just listen to the program we listen to now, midday show, and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You self get the chance for add your voice to the thing that we will discuss at the program on 0779-81981. You get a chance for listen be online on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Support from Osiwa empowered by AfriCell. We take another issue inside the program. The senior human rights officer at the Ministry of Social Welfare, Gender and Children's Affairs, Usman S. Kamara, don't allege, say, the Minister of Social Welfare, Gender and Children's Affairs, Sylvia Blyden, Monday, July 3rd this year, be asked him for commotion in office, and the minister be make them weld in office where na the human resource office at the Ministry of Social Welfare. We reporter Musa S. Kamara been talk with the senior human resource officer at the Ministry of Social Welfare, Gender and Children's Affairs, Usman S. Kamara, on this issue.
The Minister for Social Welfare, Sylvia Law in Keblaita, he called people, he said, excuse them. And he said, pack my bag and close. I tell them, say, okay, lady, excuse me, since now we get official documents, them, close the computer, them, and you know, give chance also. And before we face any confrontation with them, now in my bag, pack me on personal computer, I walk out. He ordered them, let them assist the man, they hold the weld, let them weld the office.
Muna, we don't get any informants before this thing, in the closing our office.
Whatever I tell we, if you don't plan them, because at one time he tell we say we boss them, then they use we for undermine in leadership owner here by all and Suru. We say we boss them not in that. Now we are working according to the norms and principles of the Sierra Leone Civil Service. We work with integrity, impartiality, and other things. So we cannot just work with your own force to for us to do the wrong thing, because we are Sierra Leoneans. If this country point now, we go suffer. So one person will tell me say for do the bad thing. Do one because he wants his influence. And he then had the civil service court, so let nobody know his influence for make you do the wrong thing. And if he say we boss them, then push we on them for undermine them, I not believe say that would be a fact, because he get issue with we boss them on the one hand, and on the other, we don't think there is any necessity for us to for her to close her office, because this office now one of the key offices in this ministry, we will make the ministry function properly and well.
So, Munabi, don't ever get confrontation with this minister before this time?
Most of the times, now the minister they confront people them, because we respect leadership. We respect Islamically. They say you lead for respect. Whatever. The Egyptians, they respected Pharaoh, despite he was a bad leader, but they respected him. But here is a case wherein they want you to do the wrong thing, and we are working according to the norms and rules of the Civil Service Code.
Who he said they want you for do the wrong thing?
Now the minister wants you for do the wrong thing, because every time they try to force people them for go beyond what is in that code and rules and regulations. And even when you can, I make, because we get rules and regulations, I make, I tell you, say, I'm not going to talk to you directly. Pass you meet me immediate post, who not the permanent secretary. Since you don't give the permission, I make, I talk to you. And we back, we not the resist, because he is our boss. All we need for do, I don't call me immediate post, who not Rebecca, the deputy director of HR. I would go put the case across to the boss, who not ARBIO, who send we now. We are assigned staff. You don't need to fight.
Okay, you basically say the first one for do the wrong thing. Wrong thing like how? Like in which direction?
We have a lot of things. I will not tell you because I'm a civil servant. It is my personal responsibility to not demean the service, because we have official classified information that we cannot give out. So that if you go interview and tell the minister, I will tell you much. But evidence is on the will be done the right now the social media and in newspaper. And what we don't feel say that is not correct. But now you get your own power. If you say the close this office, it's up to her. I don't call me immediate boss. I just talk with her. I say minister don't characterize the for close the office. The office has been closed indefinitely until it pleases the honorable minister.
The Austrians have said that
Usman S. Kamagana in name and aim na the senior human resource officer na the Ministry of Social Welfare, Gender and Children's Affairs, as it be the talk insider interview day with the reporter Musa S. Kamara. Usai say the Minister of Social Welfare, Gender and Children's Affairs, Sylvia Blyden, Monday, July 3rd this year, he be asking for commotion in office, and the minister be make them weld in office where na the human resource office na the Ministry of Social Welfare, Gender and Children's Affairs. Well, Usman Musa S. Kamara been try for talk to the minister, but he not be able for get them. The program where you did listen to now midday show, and they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Add your voice to the team them way we discussed at the program on 077-981-981. We did take another issue inside the program. First term Director General for the United Nations Industrial Development Organization, UNIDO, Dr. Alhaji Kande Koleyumkela, don't say, he no want for be flag bearer for the Sierra Leone People's Party again, because he say, in the work now for form his own coalition. Dr. Kande Yumkela talk more about this and other political plan them inside the Democracy Good Morning Salon program this morning.
make I put her in simple terms and not say Boku people like football in this country. Let me take and say you get football league where each team for play 10 game. You then don't play 5. Then the manager for one of the team then say, Mia, they give me the next 2 games, game 5 and game 6. I rest me team first. Now that suspend me. I don't rest me own team. So upon this flag bearer business, now we 12 or 13 day. Yeah, we don't they push for this thing. So me, I don't rest me own game first.
But in the same
so statement, simple language.
In the same statement, you continue for say you bid for be president alone still they continue.
Yes.
How you want for one?
Me bid for president still they continue. I miss the people then directly. In fact, if you look my schedule, the last 3 weeks, it's been very intense. I did campaign heavily now direct to the people. Yeah, I address the issues now. I don't tire for doing a system. We all turn a clubber. All turn on a call winner. We get for explain, oh, why court case there, oh, why that one they be. Not to that some of we can at this country. We will address issues. I'll give you an example. One of the statements that I make yesterday, I say 20,000 ex-servicemen, they not get sustainable livelihood. Then they release a statement yesterday and say, thank you very much. We get one person, we recognize a major crisis in the country. We thank this man, so we erase this issue. This is not an issue where I don't know for 2 years. In fact, the number passed that. I don't raise the issue, say, it's wrong for let me pick in and dinner school, 4 or 5 people, they use one exam question paper. I don't raise the issue, say, this country, yeah, youth unemployment now over 60%, about 60 to 70% of the country people, they live in extreme poverty. Now, the issue then they will want to talk about how they change them, how they change people condition, how they make people get clean water. But half the time, for me, I reckon 2 years now this country, yeah, 2 years, I carry 22nd August 2015. All ten we days on side for either discuss peace or no peace, you know, not to that we come for that, not to politics. Politics now where you they address the issue where they burn the mortal man there, team where they mourn there. Now that's me one do now. And I do one now intensely in my own style, in my own method where I don't use for do globally for defend other countries and other people their issues.
Now Salone, if you not belong to a political party, you're not able for contest for be president of the country. So what's now your next move?
We get 8 months to the election, not so. 8 months is longer. Eh? Anything can happen 8 months. So now it's with that time day which we will cross that bridge.
Dr. Kande, some months back, then kind of speculations they have done, they say you get a plan B, any plan B now for form another party. Is it that speculation in the now they see they come to reality? So
well, which I don't always say, even before I reached this country 3 years ago, I do always talk say waiting we with man teach we are, whether in a corporate world you day, you do try for reform an organization where you do lead or you do develop a political strategy, you for always get plan A, plan B, plan C. Now that's a land, now that's myself, even women are the professor, now that would teach people. So yes, coming to this country, I look scenarios now. I try to understand the political culture. I say fine, now I develop several strategies. Yeah, and I get several strategies still.
So
I'm a normal political planning.
Not a secret again, say you get for form your own party. So now it's a yes or no answer. You the plan, you the form your own party.
I get plan A, plan B, plan C.
Plan B, which now for form your own party?
Plan A and B still lay in full gear. We go see what team plan C go turn like. But as I say, again, in terms of communication, and Tina, me get my own agenda, I release information and strategy as we go. Not forget, say, some of the people that they deal with na very tough people. If you tell them how they go, then they ambush you in a road.
Right.
So let them watch first. Let we see how team they evolve, and then we'll see what team plan B turn like.
All right, so I take that for being yes. But next to within happy yesterday, Doc, the statement to you, this statement done for say leak from 2 weeks ago. So people in Finn say, you know, you're very indecisive.
Me indecisive? Na me left good job can I and indecision that one day? People now they say this country they know they spend time for analyze, they enjoy the talk. Na me left job as assistant professor. Na Michigan State for Canada all day. that not to pursue way in decisive way affect the Kona country. Nami grab Kana this country with Ebola day. Akaya footing for fetch for Ebola. Where some man sit on the hide. The 10 where I reach Naya October 2014. Now the 10 Ebola reach in heights. I go around this country. That's not your indecision. Now me quit a job. You don't deal with me in the UN. You know what's happening there, but you don't see me inside the UN General Assembly. Now indecision, now one day, last year that they left almost $200,000 job and benefit. Tell me say now indecision. No, people they mago. Now that make with man pass me. Before you do things, plan, test, explore, consult, then you do a strategy. But now this country, people just, now that's again, they are bogged with politics. People know they think seriously. Then just they do things for show. Everything I am a propaganda. Me and me get me agenda. Let people be patient. Let I do it again for do.
See, they put and consult. In suspense. Last 2 weeks ago, yeah. We understand, say, they declare for your own party.
Well, if you see now, me soccer, you see what they do? Look what they do yesterday. No, look what they do yesterday. Because I know, say, people, they speculate. And at this country, you go see people say, I be dede. A dede, but what they hear, we totally different. So what they do yesterday, I write and down. Black and white. I underline and put in bold what I see. So let nobody not speculate. If people they speculate, say, he get party them, he get this, he not get right. Let them watch what team they do. Now me they manage the football team, not so. So I glad to say yesterday I take a bold step, and I see. By the way, I see even see some people they blast me when some of the they support other candidates them and the flag. Now I say for glad. Now the man don't pull the football team for the next 2 games. If a guy is in the go score goal, go score your goal, come up behind me. Therefore attack me, go score your goal.
So by the look of things, some people we don't look this whole scenario, they feel say you just want to wait and maybe they look for avenue for get more consultation and dialogue so that they will talk to you and you will come back because and suspend your aspiration.
Waiting this mean, it means say, are they on many moves? Are they campaign heavily? I continue for the talk to me supporters heavily.
So yeah, and yesterday as waiting now as they move around.
Oh, are they campaign on the issues? Yeah, are they campaign on the issues? We now be one do from last year, but you know until we get there, meeting we about peace, now about how the party for go before we sit on this or man or the honest way they talk.
Yeah, but the same problem at the SLPP where they talk about they don't link you into the conflict or the issues in the SLPP. Tanga Tanga one as one of the major players them we you know involve in all this rank already at the party.
Well, it is true that since I can at this country I stand up for justice. But Tanga Tanga one. We not that I know. Yeah? We young culture also have in the work. We fight for rights. Yeah, we fight for good governance. And when you want fight for the good team, you for team up for her. What team is seen at this country, people they take advantage of you. Yeah, then we do bad to people, then they say, but we'll go get that people. And before they do the bad, they don't plan already. Say, but no, this is how the bank bang, I will go no more, go sit down, talk, fine. Me no mix panda kind, yuki business then they. So yes, what is different since I can at this country is that I stand firm. I get the infrastructure for stand firm. You understand?
Okay.
Yes, when you reach for defend we rights, we will write letter to PPRC. Because at the job, we create a group like that one day after the war. For say yes, political parties they know they function properly. Let we set up an entity outside people they go lay complain for check the problems. And party them forget what we call internal conflict resolution mechanisms. We own the whole compromise.
All right.
The boss will wait for good judge for you. Now in fact in the year to engineer the problems.
All right, Dr. Yunkela, you say you get for the campaign on issues, but you don't withdraw your flag bearership from the SLPP. At the same time, you know plan it, forget your own party. Now which authority you get for campaign on issues in the country?
The authority we have is that Mina Saloman. Now that's people for also understand. I hope seeing the example will teach people. Say yes, as an individual, you get right for be political. You get right again freedom of association for form organization. And that's me why I encourage people there. Una left for complain all 10 no more. Una self begin organize. 2018, let them hear the citizens. In fact, I hear say a group they organize a citizens manifesto. Why you read the thing and the begin clap. I say some people then they think straight now in this country. Say no wait for politician anymore. Educate the people for demand things. If you don't demand better,
then they shortchange you, then they give you the worst. So me as a citizen, if I mean I held a statesman now, at the 58th tomorrow, yeah, you see what I feel about young boys still. Yes, good living and good exercise and a clear mind. A clear mind. My mind clear. So I want the people to understand, say, if Dr. Yomkela able to map for talk, small picking say for team up for talk, but in rights. Yeah? Now that me don't use, when I for check me again the political history, from age 17, na CKC, senior prefect, with the organized people then for challenge political systems, naya, for then we get transparency and good governance. So me, you see, man, naya, we don't be activists for a long time.
So possibility they for come back now SLPP or come into the US back?
They stretch me English language. I say suspend my deed.
No, for the come into the race, the flag bearer race.
Well, I don't do the analysis. The team don't suspend us. I don't consult widely. Yesterday, I don't receive endorsements from all my team. Then USA, Canada, UK, Australia, ex-service myself don't begin glad to say at the beginning race. The real issues now the country. So let me see how things they go. Some of the SLPP elders, they talk to me now. They want to understand why. Now that me feel say people for do. What he make this man go take this decision? Some man at this country, they want be flag bearer, bad brother. You know what he mean, eh? Then a bra. I don't tell them, say, for some of we.
And it's not the same position yourself, they make one another able forget at some point.
No, then forgive me credit. Which of them don't talk, say now, then they back off. You see all man, the other party said there 15 people. We all want succeed President Ernest Bai Koroma. If you see somebody like me, say they suspend me on force, you for say, wow,
but he's still
this man is trial.
The big city still, I am.
Well, I still the campaign
heavily. You defend what I vote for, Goody.
I still campaign heavily. You know, me, I still a potential presidential candidate sitting here. We get 8 months ago.
Under right. The KKY movement.
Well, the movement very strong. We don't give them more zeal. Me and them don't go around the country. You foresee what we don't do 3 weeks. Sunday morning, we did Kenema. We go look the flood victims. We move around, meet some women's organization. And then I'm in second trip na Kenema in 10 days. Mm-hmm. So you foresee say this man, na now say if he don't tower.
Right.
And he knows I can the jog. I mean, they practice na corner heavily for forget stamina.
Well, that's now the voice of the first term director general for the United Nations Industrial Development Organization, UNIDE, Dr. Alhaji Kande Kole Yomkela, as he talked to Asma James and Ahmed Sise inside with Good Morning Salon program. Usa Ise, in one for big flag bearer for the SLPP party again, because he say, in the work now for form union coalition. And same way, so after we the first term director general for the United Nations Industrial Development Organization, Alhaji Kande Kole Yomkela, say in order for be flag bearer for the SLPP again, because he say it will work now for his own coalition. The deputy chairman and leader now the SLPP, Dr. Prince Adin, say Dr. Kande Kole Yomkela not write the party officially yet for tell them in plan, but he say then go look inside the decision and pull statements but then party position on this issue. Dr. Prince Adin inside this interview with Mohammed Sherif.
A very strange situation that happened. Because now this is somebody say they suspend the ambition and the party, especially when you say they want to go for a position, the most coveted position at the party when the flag bearer ship. So it looked a little bit confusing because I'm not saying under the constitution whether somebody will suspend a flag bearer ship ambition for some time. But more so it looked a little bit confusing as well that it say it join another group, to some extent another party, for pursuing flag bearership ambition. So we as a party therefore look critically about the current statements and actions, then we come out with the position paper.
When the party will come out with the position paper?
Very soon. We will therefore meet within the next 24 to 48 hours.
One of the reasons that we, Dr. Kande Yomkela, actually make by the disunity we feel say the within the SLPP.
No, that is a great, great, great mistake as an educated man. And obviously, it really mean what he talk, because the only disunity we within the party as my young group, why perhaps, but we as a party, we are largely united. We don't bring it together, and the philosophy of the party, by the time you say 99% of the SAPP are united. So if we suspend the flag bearership, and if we say that particular reason is terrible.
The party in any way regrets the suspension way Dr. Kande Kelaron make and the SAPP.
I mean, I would say party regret, but I would say it's an unfortunate statement and unfortunate situation with regards to Kande Lumkela for saying he suspend in ambition, a campaign under the umbrella of the SAPP, but no regrets on any of our parts.
The decision we don't make in any way affects the SAPP?
Not in any way, not affect any way.
Why do you think so?
Well, first of all, you know really we don't register it as a candidate, not the aspirant.
Don't you say the SAPP actually no regrets where Dr. Adeyemi Keladon suspend in flagship at the SAPP, but supporters of the SAPP, supporters of Dr. Adeyemi Kela, will look at and say this gets effect on the party because they get in membership, they get in supporters.
Well, that's my opinion, that's not your opinion. Number one, I don't underestimate anybody's in tendency or ability to disturb or disrupt any organization, not even a country. But at the same time, make nobody know why estimate the importance and value to any organization to which you belong. Nobody knows what you down over the rooftop of Gladi. You know what Gladi?
So the party is actually Gladi with this decision?
No, not of Gladi or not Gladi. Something that it is not really acceptable when you're not part of a big family like this, especially when you be the talk say you daddy and then be part and parcel for being this party. That's true. Then for saying now because the party no united, you go away. Now that I'm not gladly for the statement.
You don't think say this decision we don't make at the end of the day go more divide the SLPP?
No. For divide.
The supporters then go left by the SAPP.
Which I don't begin get the feedback, it's different. The supporters are saying, a lot of them, that no, they are not good with them. And it's true. They are not going to. We should go with us. We have about 50 people. Of course, you must go with people. The same time, every day, they get in people. They go. That don't mean say, heaven not get in peace. Heaven not continue.
So, in other words, Dr. Kande Yunkela don't write the SAPP officially owned in decision.
Unfortunately, you know right. But we love for making it right to us directly. We acknowledge in letter. Then we as a party not only acknowledge them, but we look at all the political and legal ramifications and take a position on the matter. You know, probably they're expressing for sure leadership, with true leadership.
Which more the party would prefer?
We prefer what you name, he invests in a radio. Every day, he gets solutions to the problems. He gets solutions to do, he don't do that. It's very interesting, politics. We will miss in voice. We will miss in participation. That one, we know either. You know, it can be charismatic. It can be mysterious. But all in the name of politics. I will miss him particularly where nobody really gave me the talk of behalf of the SAPP. I'm talking under the umbrella of the SAPP. That's the only thing. But I have sent a message to everybody that we as a party, we are steady and sturdy. Not in addition. We will try to make as much as people available for this contest, for this flag bearership. We will not stop anybody, but if need be, for cohesion, for success, for our American law, one for talk and bring the number very close to about 203. By persuasion, not by law, we want everybody as best as possible. We can have all our differences, but everybody as best as possible, as I, deputy chairman leader, for let us stay together. At the end of the day, it's very, very important. But for say democracy, we cannot more, we anoint anybody. No, we can disagree for the next 2 years. But at the end of the day, let us agree to stay together and pursue the interests of this country and the interests of the majority of people who are suffering out there. They need new leadership and direction.
Then are the voice of the deputy chairman and leader for the Sierra Leone People's Party, Dr. Prince Sadin, immediately talk inside an interview day to Mohammed Sherif. Also, immediately talk for Seka, Dr. Kande Kolenyum Kena in resign, we don't resign for Big Flabia and the SLPP party. The program where you dey listen to na midday show, and it dey meet you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 0779-81981. Relax, make we take a music break, after which we will continue with the program. You don't enjoy that music, they will just give you inside the program. And if you just tune in, remember, say this night news and current affairs program midday show, where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Make I tell you some of the things that we don't discuss at the program. As we for look inside, challenge them with the country in micro, small, and medium enterprise they face for get access to finance. The International Labour Organization ILO don't pull na do one assessment which should say the sector still gets challenged with access to finance, and save some business people na the sector not gets the sabi for access microfinance. And the senior human resource officer at the Ministry of Social Welfare, Gender and Children, Sophia Usman Escamara, don't allege say the Minister of Social Welfare, Wayne Sylvia Blyden, Monday, July 3rd this year, he be asking for commotion in office, and the minister be make them weld in office, Wayne, the human rights officer at the ministry. And same way, so the first time Director General for UNIDO, Alhaji Kande Koleyum Kela, don't say in one for B flag bearer for the SLPP party again, because he say in the work now for form in coalition. And inside they make the deputy chairman and leader of the SLPP, Prince Adin, say Dr. Kande Koleyum Kela no writes the party officially yet for tell them in plan, but he said then go look inside the decision and pull statement, but the party position on the issue. 0779-81981 at the number that you for add the voice to the team them will they discuss now the program. Will they take another issue inside the program? The well body sector been done the get challenge for implement some health strategy documents them waiting for use for git rank and the health system. Well, for Seka then challenge here, make the Directorate of Plan Policy Planning and Information at the Ministry of Health and Sanitation don't hold one consultative meeting with well body partner them. We make up of CSOs and other one them now Western area for develop the National Health Sector Strategic Plan 2017-2021 for make them go add waiting they want for see na the well body business na the country where then go put all inside this plan so that the country go get a very good plan for the future. I've been day part of this meeting and been talked to the director of policy planning at the Ministry of Health and Sanitation, Dr. Sas Kabu. We talk say the document could help salon well body sector forget sick for target any sick like Ebola we go come na the country.
The National Health Sector Strategic Plan will be prepared now. The one way for guiding the Ministry of Health and Sanitation into what it for do for the next 5 years. Actually, we will get all one will be made from 2010 to 2015. But by the time it expire, if you remember, we get the Ebola. Then after this, we will do what we call the post-Ebola strategic plan. We nine the plan will lead we now after of the Ebola. So we think that the time now right now for me to begin look now into the future for switching the future plan that we'll get for the country in everything. Well, what the business? We will don't start this process by beginning for look at other documents that we don't get inside the country for see what we find inside the old plan, what we not been find. Which we implement, which are the challenges that first we look. Given this Ebola experience and all. So with all of this, we write something that we say, well, now at the time we will begin consult people in health, other civil society, different people, and let's ask them, what is their safety opinion? What is them want for CIPA and this world body business at this country? Let them tell we so that we'll put all inside this plan now so that we'll get a very good plan for the future.
Now you talk about different documents and more are looking inside, try for fair way. Waiting, fitting, and waiting. We will add by this new one. So I'm totally waiting new inside this one. Yeah, we on the car with you. So
one of the things that we knew that the fact that na post Ebola. So a lot of things that we have been there. We get for consider them now. For instance, this community engagement that we don't stand out. So we get for engage communities in a lot of things they do. The other thing we get for the look at again how we go put a lot of research into this now. What we do operational research so that we will not just implement, but we look behind again. They see how. For improve the way how they implement, will they involve everybody, even the colleges, maybe people can tell what in they know. Then we will see now how we will put all of that into a concept and prepare them well so that it will be good for the country. Now we don't see sickness that they come on from Ghana when we come to Ghana. The number one, you can call our baby ladies. Let's see if you're doing one for animal in the country because I don't do plenty. So now we don't say, let me just do to be safe again. Let me see how we improve other ministries. And that's because we launched the One Health platform just last week. Now we need how we operate. Now we don't bring that make up in the agenda. Other things we don't bring up in the agenda are this surveillance system. We begin surveillance, but now before we come on secret like measles is that. But now we don't increase that. So now that anything on you are for there, they will for report on it. The basis we get all in that area. So these are things we exist but we get a little sort of attention. Now we just don't increase the attention on them. So it's one part of that plan because people are getting that because of their systems and the way the attention being low, many people have overcome with. So now don't be like up in the agenda. And so a lot of that in the plan we do now, you will see much attention and a lot of resources is put on the areas and the just so that we will be in a state of preparedness.
Now we don't see plenty documents then we don't they come out at the end of the day they didn't have the sheriff just like we want speak and say how ensured will be after we will put all these documents here together for make sure say when I utilize the document for the right purpose so that it will benefit some people.
We will get the document. We want make we begin implement from this document and let we begin implement something from outside. And now when we all as Alunians, especially within help, we all come genuinely what you want for see, we put our inside the arena, out of the now we implement. Mind you, from this country strategic plan, every program and every district now from leading either now in operational plan. The operational plan leading up to the 5 years. And some of the key things that we do in the strategic plan is we put indicators there over time with each one for the achieve. And so if you do activities out of that, you may not be able to achieve. This is why we meet year reviews and we get annual reviews where we can sit down. You see, for this 6 month period, this is what I have to achieve. For this 1 year period, this is what I have to achieve. Everybody now will measure them based on indicators that we get at the strategic plan now. Now we just say this is not the outcome, this is not the impact we have to create on the community. And this impact we have to create in line with the strategic plan. And if somebody else come up from outside. It's like almost who we get to say now, what is everyone for you say now, we get a plan, we'll be not saying now we want for implement for this period. If we all put your foot down, we say, let me implement a plan there, then we will see things they go before. We all get for be vigilant. Everybody that they come together for be vigilant. From the district medical officer to the PhD staff in the Bombay, and we all get for work inside that one plan for let we able to achieve the set goals. So that tomorrow, we all will cap and gladly say, now we all be able to achieve this. Then we go able for measure. And when you measure, now you go able for show you progress. But if we say, okay, anyway, we can just say, do I'm then, we cannot be able to measure our progress. And at the end of the day, other people will put some number for we, which will tell you, we're glad you eat, but then we tell you, say, we're the last, and we're not going to know it for counter, because we're not the measure to what you'll be done, say, what we will implement.
So after all this, how you feel, say, this document will help some people in terms of getting good health and health facilities in the country?
Well, it will help because all the ones that we call for make we can engage, my people that we work in health, or the business with health, or we come as a beneficiary to the health. We will look not at 2017, we will look at 2021. What we want for see in the future, then we see how we will begin to measure this 2017. And not to we know that we want the right time, even the one that we provide the money for, then save my part of the process. Let us see what is realistic we will put on the plan, and let us see how we will put all of that together. We will make, we will get the support for them, and then number one, it will be responsive to all the needs of everybody in this country. And number two, again, it will help for push the country well body business go before and promote the health of all we people inside the country.
Well, that's now the voice of the Director of Policy Planning at the Ministry of Health and Sanitation, Dr. Sas Kagbo. We be the talk to me inside our interview day for Seka One consultative meeting with them all with Well Body Institution them in the Western area for go talk on and develop the National Health Sector Strategic Plan for 2017 to 2021 for make them go add within the want for see na the Well Body and the Well Body business at the country, we then go put inside this plan so that the country will get a very good plan for the future. The program we listen to now midday show, and they meet you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. We will take another issue inside the program. Don't forget, send a text message to the number 077-981-981. The time where rain can come, now the time Boku thief and other bad things them can happen. As thief man them can broke, go inside people and host attack and do other bad things them. And this can make people afraid, especially na net within the sleep. And as the police na the responsible for protect life and property them, the deputy head of media and public relations officer, na the Salon Police Inspector Michael Kelly Dumbuya, don't say they don't put effective patrol team them na side them way they no say plenty thief they happen fast and say they don't they make plenty arrest of criminal them we King Khan Thief na net and during day. Inspector Michael Kelly Dumbuya explained more to Sabtu Yukalon inside this interview.
Over the years, that may not be the practice of criminals, particularly when during the rains. And we're not oblivious of that fact. As a result of that, we may not strategize and put mechanisms in place for eliminate the activities of criminals. But as you rightly say, they can want to take advantage during the rains. And since we are aware of that, we may not put modalities in place and we don't strategize accordingly.
So what exactly so where the Salon Police do way different from normal term them, especially now where rain the caro nothing at this time, if man in Kiwa use as an opportunity for go go inside people at host.
I go name but a few because you know we ethical enough for let outline all. One, we don't intensify with patrols, now strategic areas in we will consider as crime prone areas. We also make use of the partnership board members. We happy that because they perform much to expectation because the activities yield results and yield dividend. And also we embark on robust vehicular and foot patrols us, particularly the foot patrols. During the night, you will see police vehicle that they patrol, or probably you go not, like you will not have bed to sleep, you go vehicles that they patrol. But then even with foot patrols, and also they go insist you for nothing, ladies and see, we don't erect checkpoints. This now bring to that activity, that ugly incident will happen at Wellington. Now waiting it if man they do, they only bother again at night. They want for take advantage during the day. And I even lead to that ugly incident at Wellington. So that alone are evidence for saying we really don't top of situation when it comes to patrol within the city and without the city.
Okay, you talk about crime prone area, them like who side and so we una think saying that they more thief man them can go for attack people and do other bad things them.
One crime prone area wago name na Malama Kaningo Axis. The LUC na Lomley late recently the effects some arrest we don't make that place they don't relatively quiet. Another crime prone area na the Eastern Police Axis. As God could have it to get an operations commander day when I ESP Usman we itself it just they do just as well as we Kelvin with the doom. So you find out say we don't really eliminate the activities of criminals. These are two crime prone areas among the other areas them where we don't strategize, we don't eliminate some places where we are considered as unhealthy for human living.
But Mr. Kelly, one go and say again, apart from the area we don't mention, so thief man and they everywhere, the measures that we see we don't put in place, and other than the other side them also, we will not go to feel say thief man not go to go.
I know we will tell you all the strategies that we don't put in place. The efforts of the community policing partnership members. It cut across the board. Not only in fact in the Western area, but also in the provinces. So if you realize for say of late, the crime rates no less as a result of the mechanisms and strategies that the Salon Police put in place.
So for do a patrol nanita, some TVA need logistics them. In that particular area, they are well capacitated.
We thank God because we make judicious use of the available resources at our disposal. I'm talking of communication sets, we're talking of some vehicles, tronchon, etc. Even you see the thief man them can make particularly robbers they may like for the make use of rifles. So with regards to all the logistics today, we get available logistics where they make judicious use of.
So for many in the season don't start, as you say the patrol team effective, una don't get any case of una catch people on the spot.
If I give the statistics, the countrywide statistics.
Okay, yeah, you can go ahead and
in the provinces Kenema, in less than 2 weeks, the statistics confirm say they don't effect arrests on well over 22 people.
That's for Kenema.
Kenema.
Where do you find them?
Bo 18. Potoko 16. Potoko 16. The Eastern Axis, Kisii Division, 19. Lomley, 17. These are less than 2 weeks.
And this arrest
not only on criminals. This arrest also get for good fraudsters. But when we talk of classical criminals, my sister, we don't talk of situation.
All this are netted on the beat.
No, this arrest, now arrest they will get for good not only with thieving, they also get for good fraudsters.
Though you say we don't put effective mechanism there in place, but again, them patrol team, then they not go able they all side at the time where people need them. The police will get a number where they give out. Say if anything be in your community, you can call that line day for an emergency. That line is still the work.
Yes, the lines they still the work. But what we don't do, and the various local unit commanders them, they confer with the partnership board members them and disclose these hotlines to them as well as relevant numbers them where they can communicate to when it arises, particularly with regards to distress calls. For very good reasons, we decide now not for just the pronounced hotlines, because what happened, the strategy is even the thief man them will get evidence for say before this time the thief man they make use of the hotlines. The operations directorate don't decide say a confer with the various local units commanders and the usual commanders them. We outline them there, but we get the local police and partnership board members, we identify people in the areas and where they communicate the outlines to.
But what if not all man able gets the outline in the
no, I assure you say law abiding citizens, a good number of them get the outlines. So, and that besides, what we also do, we don't make use of the LUCs, even the number, to the public. So any area, within any area, you can go now the within another area, try for locate the LUC number, try for get the LUC number or any other senior officer, then you make use of them.
But again, concern on the commode from the public for say if any thief incident to be if thief man is going a certain community, whether na net or something, the police in key always late for good. What you really can be the problem?
Well, I think of the past because then they were aware of that. But I think of the past, it not be so again as of now. That development, I mean, and you know, it not be so again. Let's say, since the for the past 1 year, 6 months or so, we don't really achieve the goals when it comes to responding to distress calls. Now, make we continue for appeal to members of the public for informally with developments and the respective areas. Inform we with ugly developments, which you see people that they hang out with you to see the suspect and say that bad boys. Inform the police. We go take necessary action. No, we are not just left everything to police. We are help for police in our community. This, to a large extent, will help we for professionally and adequately police the community.
Concern from people like that thing is we make police get late for respond. We sometimes then get a call for say thief man is in at this area now because some of the police can also connive with the thief man.
It's unfortunate. This na talk we na statement we people may use for the make before, but you know get not to fact, you know get basis, right? For say police you connive with thief man, not to true. In as much as I don't want to give a voluntary answer, but I want to say for say it's not credible. Okay. Because we don't get evidence of that.
Okay, the patrol team then are late for the union season. Is it that they can be all over the patrol or now something be in a particular area that thing they can go around the net?
We patrol regularly. Yes, of course, that I assure the general public say the police do all we could within we reach for make sure say they are safe. The only thing I appeal to them again, when you get your property, make sure say you try for take the necessary precautions. By so doing, at the time for say, if you then are your house, you make sure say you lock your door, you make sure say you get lock, you windows and lock when na night hours, you know. Let us not go knock so you know more night, say any other thing you open, you make sure say you park your motor car na safe side. These are all precautionary measures. Okay. But as far as the police concern, we do we level best, we give off the best for make sure say we people and live with peace, people and live with security. We they not go get that threat say if I go sleep na next thief man can book moves. Because we believe say the policemen they patrol regularly, we also they make use judicious use of the communication gadgets as well as all the other logistics at your disposal.
Well, that's the voice of the Deputy Head of Media and Public Relations, the Salon Police Inspector, Michael Kelly Dumbuya, will be the talk inside our interview day to Sabtiyu Kalon, also be the talk, but the thing that they don't put in place for make sure, say, then catch any thief man, we go for go thief na area them during this season term. Also I talk about it calls what amount of criminals them way they don't arrest during this rainy season and safe na net and during the day we don't they go and thief na people in place. The program na midday show. Now we dey go inside the inbox and take some message we una don send inside the program. This first one we are going to read inside the program say Radio D. I think Dr. Kande, okay, now this person they refer to live peacefully than his supporters to create some many problem into the most peaceful, respectful party than you, Dr. Bill. You are the God chosen man to save this country from bondage. Take care. Right, please where you they send you text message, make sure say you send them so that we go able for read and well. Alright, this other one way I go take inside the inbox say Dr. Yunkela, you should be patient. You are not in any way superior to those you met in the SLPP. You have to start from the back. Or maybe you are using the party to make yourself known in Sierra Leone politics. Okay, you meant the SLPP, you have to start from the back. Okay. In Sierra Leone Policy Party to make yourself known. Okay, this is a come out from Sir Gandhi na tree planting. Okay, and this last one why I go read inside the program say great societies have always been built on the back of a poor workforce. mistreated, underappreciated, powerless, and underpaid those workers toil. In the face of hardship, workers have united to form labor union, the main goal and function of which being equalized the power of the workers with their employers, coming from Mr. Barr in Cape Town, right? And this other one, we don't come inside the program. We are going to say, Dr. Yunkela, you should be patient. Okay, I don't read this text message. I'm not sending text message to them. Radio D, I'm enjoying the program, listening live on TuneIn app. Okay, thank you so much, New York. Okay, this is come out from Kebi. All right, thank you so much from where you did, New York, and you did listen. We live. Well, because of time, we'll not get plenty time again. I also this program made this show go tap for today. Plenty thank you to my colleague them. We don't go out for bringing on a different report them, and to my producer Alex Lawrence Koroma and Khadija Bangura and the rest of the production team. And to you, we don't listen to the program, and you, we don't send a text message. Thank you so much. Otis Parkinson, I ain't get the technical support. Thank you very much. We will bring this program to you today. Mina Elizabeth Ali Blango. Continue for listening to Radio Democracy for the very best.